Episode 20. So challenges give us strength, but when you feel like quitting, always remember one thing. Sometimes the person that has it the hardest growing up develops the skills to have the greater successes. You know, I've had a lot of friends over the years that came from really wealthy families, that came from music backgrounds, that, and then a lot that didn't have anything. And it's like they have developed survival skills very slowly over many battles fought and lost, right? And I think we all do. You know, the friends, though, that were never challenged in life, that it's not that their parents didn't care, but they were just, they just had access to so much that they all seemed to have one major thing in common, was why should I try? Because everybody is always just going to tell me that you only made it because you had your mom and dad's money, you know? And I get what they're saying. I can see that, but I still feel like every step of the way, there's always going to be somebody that's going to say, you're lucky because, right? There's always going to be somebody. Because even in my position, and as hard as I've worked, and you guys, if, you know, if you're listening to this and you've been around me a lot, you know how hard I work and how many hours consistently I've worked for my whole life to get to where I am. But still, as much as you work the people, there will always be somebody who doesn't know you that will say, yeah, but you know, you're pretty, or yeah, but your voice is really good, or yeah, but you have this, you're gifted, your mom's always there for you. You know, there's always something. So using money as an excuse as to why you can't forge your own way in life, it's really not about the money. They just don't see that. It's really about the thrill of latching onto something that you're passionate about. And I think they just articulated that it was the money when really it was just that they never felt that passionate about anything except partying, right? And because they didn't get challenged by money pressures, which tends to drive you a lot harder than anything else, because it forces you, right? It forces you to stay on track and stay focused, because 30 days comes fast. And if you want to hustle something else and you want to like build, you know, your art, you want to develop your music skills, you want to, you know, build a brand, you want to start a business of your own, you know, you've got to balance this act. You can't just wake up late every day and live the lifestyle of somebody who has everything taken care of all the time. You have to work twice as hard. And so therefore, because you have those walls on the other side of you saying, reminding you every day, every hour that, you know, the bills are coming, whether you like it or not, and that that's not certain for you, I think it kind of builds this nice structure, this momentum that people really do use to achieve. And I think that if you don't have something you're doing it for and you're not challenged, then therefore the value doesn't feel so sweet. Like it doesn't feel like you really focused to achieve something, or that you need to focus to achieve something. You know what I'm saying? I think that's mainly the problem. In my opinion, the struggle is a blessing. In other words, because in order to be successful, you have to need it more than anything else. You have to have something to do it for. You can't be given it. And talent will always ring through no matter how much money is behind you. If you're talented and you're consistent, you pay your dues and you will get there. And even in today's world, with so much going on, I have to say that if you're not talented and you haven't reached that level in your skills where you really make an impact on people, no amount of time or energy in the whole wide world is going to make people see past what they see, right? Like, you either are skilled and talented or you're not. And even if you put in 7 years of hard work and still nothing comes out of it, it might be a possibility that the skills that you think you have, you might want to rethink, because after that much time, somebody would have followed you. Somebody would have said, hey, this is remarkable. You know, what you're doing is incredible. If that didn't come and your skills didn't develop over that time, and I'm hesitant in saying this because I don't want to put off anybody who just has the skills, but maybe they didn't put enough energy into the talent development yet. And if they did need more time and it did come, or maybe they really suck at social media and therefore they're not going to get any good energy behind it. So take my words, knowing that there's a lot of different scenarios in this, but typically if I see an artist or I see somebody pursuing something for a long period of time and they've put in consistent energy and lined up everything and they're putting out quality concepts and information and content to the best of their ability, usually something sticks and something takes hold and they build that fan base. But you have to lead with the skills. That's why I think struggling is a blessing, because it makes you focus and it makes you really want something, really practice and really refine your skills, or you give it up. You know, it's funny how that fire, once it's ignited, it teaches us this appreciation for life and it brings out that sense of purpose. Your self-worth really does become tied to the journey, at least it does for me, and the accomplishments, both complete and incomplete, become these treasured priorities, these pieces that you are always forging to put together, and it wakes you up every day and it keeps you going every day. It inspires you. It really does. And if you don't have that in your life, you've got to seek it. You've got to find it, because it's so, so important. I don't typically like to generalize nor profile people, so my purpose in telling you this is to encourage you. Just to encourage you to see things differently, to open your eyes to the world of possibilities. Those of you who feel challenged daily by life, you should be thankful for that challenge, because you're being primed for what's ahead. Your struggle is a gift. Because of it, you're more motivated. And you're better than you were yesterday because of it. The struggles that I have overcome, that I talk a lot about in my blog at jacquelinejacks.com, all those struggles, they've taught me such valuable lessons, and they have taught me what's most important. And they've also taught me about what I need for the future. They've built up these amazing strength walls, these amazing support systems underneath me, so that everything I do moving forward doesn't feel really that hard. I mean, each mountain that I'm getting to builds my strength for the next climb. And so therefore, they just keep getting easier. And I keep getting more confident, because the more you hit these challenges and these struggles, what happens is you eventually just don't fear them. You just say, okay, what do I got to do? You know what? It's now not a matter of if I can, it's a matter of when I can, and how quickly, and what do I have to learn to overcome this next position. And that's the difference between someone who overcomes their own fears and overcomes the struggles and stays at it consistently, and someone who's just starting. So rest assured that if you feel fearful of anything in your life, be more fearful of what you're going to regret if you don't go down this path and you don't work really hard. You know, just like you find your strength, you'll find a strength that you never knew that you had once someone is counting on you, once you have to do it, once you want it and something stands in your way, and so therefore you go after it harder. You'll really find yourself. And that's what I'm so grateful for. You know, I work really, really hard every day. And everybody says, you know, you don't sleep. You need to take better care of yourself. But listen, I do. I sleep. I go for walks. I enjoy the Florida sunshine because I'm here in Florida right now. I mean, I go for a swim when I want to. I just drop it and I just get in that pool and I do laps. I keep a gym next to me. I have a yoga mat on my floor in my office. So the studio, if you looked at the floor, there's a yoga mat there. You know, so there are things that I have learned that I want around me and things that I do to combat stress and be able to give me that relaxation time. But I balance it. Sometimes I feel like I want to throw everything away. Yes, you get frustrated. I want to choose an easier path. But then that lasts for like an hour. And then after that, I'm like, I'm fine. I've had my moment. I'm rested. I'm good. I'm right back like a rubber band the very next day. I think of all the people who write me these sweet letters thanking me for saving them and giving them hope. They say I give them strength to carry on and become more than they thought they ever could be. I help them be brave because I'm brave. And I help them see things differently because I see things differently. But I only see things differently because I've walked this path for so long. And I've learned that by closing my mind to what the possibilities are around me that I don't see, I can never truly be impactful. That's what holds it all together for me. When I get tired and I feel like walking away, that's what holds it all together. That's what makes my struggle worthwhile. So when you're feeling like quitting and those voices in your head start to turn on you, I want you to remember this. Nothing is worse than the regret you will feel 5 and 10 years from now when you haven't done this and you haven't continued. It's okay if you find out something's not for you, but find your passion and go for it. Because while you have this energy, while you have the drive and the ability to get up every day and do something else, take full advantage of that. There will come a day when you don't have that ability. God bless you. There will come a day when you will want to look back at all of the things that you've achieved and accomplished, and you'll want to see that time capsule full. You won't want to see that time capsule empty and partying and drinking and doing drugs and all this craziness and just hanging out with your friends. Although it's fun, it is not going to fill your time capsule with anything memorable. Unfortunately, it's not. You don't really remember it that much. But the quality things, the value, that's what you remember. The people that you've affected, the impact that you've made on life, that's what you remember. And that's what you're remembered for. So when you're feeling like quitting, I remind you, you can't control what other people do. You can't control what other people say. You can only control what you respond to, how you respond, and the way that you think. So pull back, create some space so you can regain your sense of self. Remember why you started. Think of that spark of energy that first started everything, that first started your pursuit. Think of the good that you've done so far and think of the value that you want to bring to yourself and others moving forward. What is going to ring the loudest when you no longer are able to continue one day? What do you want to be remembered for? Focus on that. Focus on just that thing. What value are you leaving in this world when you go? While you have the strength to pursue it and to dream it, get up, take my hand, and take one more step forward. We can walk this journey together. It's really nice to have a friend to walk it with you, in fact.